This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Thursday. The week is almost over. Can you smell it? We're almost there, baby. The week's almost over. So what do we have on tap for tonight? Well, we're going to discuss crime, criminals, where the GOP is making a mistake. We're going to discuss another couple grooming their child. It's pretty much disgusting. We're going to discuss schools, climate change. We're going to get through a ton of emails tonight. I don't care what you say, Chris. We're going to have all kinds of fun tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. I love nights like this. And when I say nights like this is what I mean. There was no huge news today. I know about the Queen. Hey, give me a second. There was no huge news today in American politics. Now that normally is death if you do a talk show because you want the big thing. Everyone's turning in. Oh, my gosh. But you know what it means for me? I can screw off and do whatever I want. Because if there's a big story, I know, I'm not naive. I know you're going to tune in to at least hear my thoughts on it. Whether you love them or hate them, you're going to tune in to hear my thoughts on it. But if there's no big story, I don't have to address anything. And I can do anything I want. We're even going to talk about eating people tonight. It's going to be fascinating. Hold on, Chris. I'm going to get to that soon. Give me about an hour. I'll get to eating people. But all that's still to come on the Jesse Kelly Show. But I want to begin, obviously, with the big news. The Queen died. The Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, died at 96. And the reason I'm not going to do more than, about the next minute on this is I don't care. And I don't, hold on. I'm not insulting you if you do care. I'm really genuinely not. It's just whatever this fascination people have with monarchies, kings and queens, and thoughts, by the way, sending out prayers to anyone, especially English folks who listen to the show, because I know there's a kinship there that I don't have, that if you're hurting, I'm certainly not insulting her or anyone else. I'm not insulting you if you're sad today, if you're hurting, if that hurts. That's fine. I'm not insulting you, but I don't feel any kinship with any king or queen. And I'll be frank,
I understand this makes me a minority. I know it does. And it probably speaks poorly of me, not of you. So just know I'm insulting probably myself, not you. I don't feel really a kinship with any elites at all. Now, I was talking with Chris about this before the show. Chris says it's because I have no fascination whatsoever, no reverence at all for celebrity. And I really genuinely do not. You could pick the George Clooney. If he walked in the door of the studio right now, you'd just have to sit there and stink and wait until I'm done doing a segment, go shake his hand real quick. It just would. Can I get your autograph, George? I don't care. So maybe that's it. But I find mankind's fascination, because we do have a fascination with kings and queens, I find it to be fascinating. I do. People are enthralled by these things. I have women in my own family who cried when Princess Diana died. Cried. I have women in my own family who are genuine, heartbroken and sad today about the Queen of England dying. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I can't relate to that at all. I'm assuming that speaks poorly of me. I'm not naive. I don't think I'm a good person. I understand that. And I do feel bad for people who are hurting. It's just not something I care about. So rest in peace to the Queen. If you're hurting today, have a gin or whatever, call it a day. Now let's move on. Don't worry, I'm going to get to eating people and things like that in a little while. But I want to address something right now, something that's come up before, it's going to come up again. We are amateurs when it comes to politics. The communists are professionals. I'm not insulting you. I'm including myself in this. We are amateurs because we don't worship it, because we don't live for it. There's something they do that works so much better than what we do. They organize and they work together. I read you something last week, Elizabeth Warren, U.S. Senator. She talked about how American Express and MasterCard and Visa, how they have to get involved and start flagging firearm purchases. That's a huge thing. That is a horrible violation of your privacy, horrible overreach of the government. I talked about it very briefly on this show, but it made big news. Wow, this is crazy. Who's this communist nut job? Today, New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Everyone needs to do their part to combat gun violence. Actually, this is yesterday, sorry. American Express, MasterCard, and Visa should categorize firearm purchases and flag suspicious activity, just like they do for millions of other transactions. Together, we can help stop gun trafficking and keep New Yorkers safe. They work together. They stay on message. And that's part of the reason they are so successful. Now, let's not do the thing we normally do when they go for guns. We call them hypocrites. So she's surrounded by armed guards. Or we'll cite statistics. Oh, New York City's crime is way worse than pro-gun cities. They know all that. Kathy Hochul knows that. Elizabeth Warren knows that. Remember, it's not complicated. They want your guns because they want the freedom to hurt you. They want MasterCard and American Express and Visa to work closely with government agencies so they can immediately identify you when you purchase a firearm. It's essentially a way for them to create a gun registration so they know who all the gun owners are. So they're forming an enemies list of people they need to go after first. They are forming a list of people they want to harm. That's what all this is about. It has nothing to do with keeping New Yorkers safe. Kathy Hochul wakes up every single day and she sees 5 new dead people in the subway in New York City. And believe me when I tell you, there's nothing inside of that plastic surgery soul of hers that is even slightly moved by the fact someone just got knifed on the subway. They don't care about people. Understand that we're dealing with communists here. And you understand this. Mao, as big of an evil scumbag as he was, maybe the most evil man who ever lived, Mao He understood power, and he understood politics, and he understood warfare, and Mao said it best. All political power comes from the barrel of a gun. Mao knew it. Your government knows it. They know it. They understand when they look around. See, you look at America or your state or your city, and you look at the various levels of military or law enforcement. And these are probably people you look up to. I mean, not the FBI, of course, but these are probably people you look up to. They keep the community safe. They fight bad guys. Oh, the military, they go overseas. They fight wars. They do brave things. That's how you look at them, because you have a genuine value system, a genuine love for your country and your state and your city. But you have to understand, Kathy Hochul, when she looks at the state police, when she looks at the NYPD, she does not see organizations, groups of men and women who are out there keeping people safe, stopping crime, hunting down criminals. That's not how the communist looks at government. She sees them as being her guns. Those are her guns. Well, who does she want to use her guns on? Who does she want to use that kind of force on? Whoever her political opponents are. Because politics are where her loyalty lies. Her loyalty, she doesn't wake up any day, ever. This is how these people think. She never has a moment where she wakes up and she thinks, man, New York State, what a wonderful place. I want to make this place better for my kids and grandkids. I want to be known as someone who humbly served New York. These thoughts never enter their mind. And look, I'm not even insulting them as being horrible people, although they are genuinely horrible people. Until you understand the communist doesn't think in those terms, you will never be able to understand what he's doing and accept what he's doing. Why? Why is it becoming now the normal Democrat message? Why is it now normal to call for credit card companies to create a gun registry? That's what they're calling for. Why is it normal? Because they understand their goals. They're rapidly working towards making you an enemy of the state, and they work together. We must, in turn, work together. We must use whatever cultural power we still have, and we must work together and coordinate and do better, because we can do good with it. You want to have some good news? You ready for some good news? Speaking of working together, I'll tell you in a second.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, and lest I forget, tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. For you new listeners, before I get to the good news, although that's basically the best news, for you new listeners, Fridays. Yeah, we'll hit whatever big stories are out there, but really the entire show, all 3 hours, it's me answering the questions you email into the show. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. It can be personal. Not you, but me. Relationships, food, travel, history, stupid things. It can be about politics. It can be about the future. It can be about the past. Whatever you want to talk about, the week is heavy enough. On Fridays, we cut it loose and spend all 3 hours answering your questions. And we will do that again tomorrow. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Now, speaking of working together, as I already brought up, Elizabeth Warren, Kathy Hochul, both with the same identical message, putting out the bat signal to credit card companies to start flagging you. By the way, those credit card companies are virtually all wretched filth. And I guarantee eventually they'll come to a place where they'll comply. It'll go through legal battles, but they'll comply with that. So just get ready for that. Get ready to pay cash for your gun purchases. Anyway, you ready for some good news? You remember I brought up a couple nights ago the city of Boise having a drag kids event. You called, you emailed. No, the event is not canceled yet. I don't want to act like it is. But you also started calling and emailing the sponsors of the event. Ones like Jack Daniels, Target, Citibank, Tito's Vodka, many others. No, we didn't win them all. But we won one. Zions Bank was one of them. They put out a statement. Over the years, Zions Bank has supported a variety of Pride events because they're an important part of our support for the LGBTQ. However, when we committed to our sponsorship of this year's Boise Pride event, we were unaware of the event's activities involving children and minors. Since learning of these specific activities, we've made the decision to withdraw our participation and have communicated this. This is not some resounding victory because events like this should never take place in a country. They should never take place anywhere. But it is a heads up to you that when we work together, when we rally, when we become activists, we can stop some of this. We can get wins. There are wins available out there. You can't see them, but they're already happening. School board race after school board race after school board race across the country. You're so mired in all the blue filth you see on TV and hear on the radio, you don't realize there are huge wins happening at the local level. Is our national GOP still a low-T disgrace? Oh, gosh, yes, of course. Yeah, we have a long way to go to drag those losers along with us. But we are getting wins out there right now. And if that sounded a little upbeat, that's good, because I'm about to bring everybody down. Here's something I thought about. This is from the New York Post today. There's a picture of two lesbians on the front. And the headline is this: why a couple banned a doctor from announcing their baby's gender in the delivery room. Now, I don't think I have to explain to you why they banned the doctor from announcing the gender. I don't have to explain to you that that's insane. I don't need to explain to you what's going to happen with that poor child. That child will be sexually groomed into becoming a trans child. Everybody knows it. That's the new fad. So these two lesbians will raise that child. They will raise him to think he's a girl. They will coerce him in coordination with all their friends. They will coerce him into taking puberty blockers. Eventually, he will go see a doctor when he's 14, 15, already severely mentally ill at this point in time. They will find a doctor who will chop that baby's penis off. And then he's probably 2 or 3 years away from horrific drug abuse, almost undoubted sexual abuse at the hands of their friends, probably with their consent. And eventually it ends with him committing suicide. You know that's the story because that is the story happening across the United States of America right now. But let me ask you something. Not preaching at you, don't you worry. I'll never do that. What you do is your business. Let me ask you something. Do you believe in God? Maybe you don't. And that's fine. Again, it's your beliefs are your business. I'm going to play for you something right now. This is a doctor in Miami. If I was somebody who didn't believe in God, this kind of thing would make me believe in God. And because I am, this kind of thing makes me believe in it more.
The most common way we masculinize the torso is with liposuction, and it marries very well.
She's talking about removing the breasts of children.
With top surgeries, so quite a few of her patients will combine it at the same time. The really cool thing about the surgery is that once the cells are gone from there, the shape will be changed permanently. So even if you were to gain weight, it would look maybe more.
Yeah, you understand. That doctor cuts the breasts off of teenage girls, cuts penises off of teenage boys. The doctor is not shy about it, is not hiding it. She's not doing this in secret behind closed doors. The doctor is actually, you know what she uses as her main avenue for advertisement? She uses TikTok because TikTok specifically targets children. TikTok is made for children. She's out there on a children's social media app bragging about her medical mutilation of boys and girls, advertising the things she can do for boys and girls. She takes pictures with these young men and women post-surgery, scarred up, stitched up, mutilated beyond recognition, mentally abused, past the point of, I don't even want to say it. It's really, really, really ugly. But what does this have to do with God? How could I possibly point to some Miami doctor castrating boys, chopping the breasts off of girls? What in the world does that have to do with God? I'll tell you in a second. I would argue it has everything to do with God.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Children, what's that
sound? Everybody look, it is the Jesse down. Kelly Show, and it's getting heavy tonight. Don't worry, I'm going to get to the emails. You think it's heavy now? We're going to do history and some cannibalism in about 30 minutes from now. It's going to be sweet, Chris. Don't worry, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. We won't get that many complaints. Remember, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You can email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Back to what I was talking about. I'm not going to play it again, the Miami doctor mutilating children. I'm not going to talk about this lesbian couple already announcing their intention to groom their new child into a life of guaranteed drug use, sexual abuse, and eventually, hopefully not, but probably suicide. I'm not going to talk about that again. But I do remember this. I remember this story from the Bible. A lot of these people, a lot of people know the story of Lot and Sodom and Gomorrah from the Bible. You remember this? Everyone remembers it. Chris, even you people remember this part, right? Where Lot's Sodom and Gomorrah got, God just rained down the fire on Sodom and just wiped him out. It's crazy. But what people don't remember all the time is this. What people don't remember is what happened just before that. Just before that, Lot was in the town. And Lot had daughters, multiple daughters, remember? And angels, male angels, men, they came to Lot in disguise. They just like looked like normal dudes. And they said, Lot, you got to get out of town, pal. You got to get out of town now. And there was a pounding at the door. And Lot goes to the door. And an angry mob had surrounded the house. And what did they want? Now, I know this is rough and heavy, but life is rough and heavy. What did they want? They wanted the men that were visiting Lot, they wanted to rip the men out of the house and rape them. Lot was so afraid they were going to hurt these angels from God, he actually offered his own daughters. Remember this? They were the angry mob. This rabid group of nutballs were offered the daughters, and they said, no, we want the men. People forget about that. And I remember reading that. And I remember reading that the first time I ever read it, and I thought to myself, I don't know about that. It's not that I was doubting it. I don't want to act like I was doubting it, but it just seemed so outside of the realm of possibility that a society, that any society could degenerate to that point in time, right? You get a couple visitors, and soon there's just an angry mob there. Bring the men out so we can rape them. I watched that. I read that, and it was... Again, I don't want to act like I didn't believe it, but it was beyond anything I could really wrap my mind around. Is it beyond what you can wrap your mind around now? Does it seem that far-fetched anymore? Now I look around and I see the endless filth all around me, and I say to myself, man, evil is real. I'm not preaching at you. I never will. But there... The only explanation for so much of what we're seeing now is this is evil. This is beyond man's ability to even be evil. As terrible as men can be, as evil as men can be, when you've gotten to the place where we are quickly heading to, where children are just cannon fodder to be chopped up and served at the altar, you can't tell me there's no God, because I'm telling you now there's a devil. There is. This stuff can only be described as evil.
The most common way we masculinize the torso is with liposuction, and it marries very well with top surgery. So quite a few of our patients will combine it at the same time.
That's not bad. That's not liberal. That's not left. That's not wrong. That's evil. Evil is the only explanation for that. And it's happening right now, not in secret. Remember, not in hiding. Publicly. Right out in the open. They're advertising it. Shoot, advertising it. They're pushing it everywhere. Chris just brought me a drag queen event in Denton, Texas. There's a drag kid event in Abilene, Texas. Abilene is about as red as you can get. It's a red city with 125,000 people in it. Bring out the drag kids. Have them dance out there. Despicable. I mean, despicable. Not just this stuff. The way we treat children in this country. New York City schools reopen with the focus on recovery from pandemic losses. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to let this go. How badly do we abuse poor children in this country? Poor children. Poor children are the ones who are aborted all the time. As Planned Parenthood, I still have no idea how they get away with this. Planned Parenthood sets up shop in these black neighborhoods. Abortion was brought into this country as a way to kill black people. Then Planned Parenthood sets up shop in every corner in a black neighborhood. These black kids are getting genocided across the country, and no one gives a crap about them. And no one else gives a crap about those poor black kids when it comes to their school either. Nobody does. Because for 2 years, we were told kids are tough. Kids are resilient. Remember Kathy Hochul's on camera saying, kids are resilient. Remember that, Michael? We had that clip somewhere. Don't worry about it if you can't find it. Ain't no big deal. Oh, kids are resilient. Those kids, they're resilient out there. Oh, you know who was resilient during the pandemic? You know whose kids were resilient? Rich kids. Why? Because they got tutors. They went to their second home and enrolled in there. They got together and did these super expensive programs, whatever they could find. Their kids didn't miss a beat when it came to reading and math. But the poor family, the poor black family in Brooklyn, they didn't have a daggone chance. Not a chance. It was a relentless assault on the poor. The way COVID attacked, the COVID attacked everyone, by the way, the COVID lockdowns, not COVID. The COVID lockdowns, they attacked everybody from coast to coast. But what it did to poor kids, unbelievable. Did you know we now have kids, wrap your mind around this, they will graduate. They will graduate from a New York high school and they will not be able to read. Can you even wrap your mind around that? Not being able to read? We have 7-year-olds who email the show with mom and dad's permission, of course. Graduating high school at 18, what are your chances in life? What opportunities do you have out there? Well, I don't know. What kind of a resume do you think you're going to put together when you can't even read? That's what COVID lockdown stuff did. Again, I look at how we treat children and it sickens me. It absolutely sickens me. I can't, oh, you have it, Michael? Oh, remember, this is what they said.
Kember Kane has taught for 30 years. She spent the last 15 of them teaching kindergarten at Roscoe Nix Elementary in Silver Spring. She says her passion for the profession began to wane during virtual learning because she was unable to interact with students face to face. When in-person learning started back up, she faced even more challenges.
They were really lacking in the social aspect of how to communicate their needs. We had so many children who did not respond to their own name.
Did not respond to their own name. Abuse. All right, we're going to get to some emails, a couple other stories, and then don't forget, cannibalism in 20 minutes. That's fun. But practice with your weapon this weekend. Practice with your weapon this weekend. I didn't say for an hour, 2 hours. Did I say go 8-hour day in the sun? Put your Mantis X on your weapon and practice in your home. You don't have to leave the air conditioning. You might want to take advantage of that while you still have air conditioning, but you don't have to leave the air conditioning. You can do it in your living room. Do it in your kitchen. Do it in your dining room. Mantis X is what the Green Berets use to practice. It's what the Marines are using in Paris Island. You will get better. You will be alarmed how much better you get and how quickly you get that way. You are not going to hit what you aim at unless you practice. That is inevitable. You will miss and you will die. Go to MantisX.com so you can hit what you aim at and protect yourself. MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Oh, there is a bad moon rising, Chris. You know why? Because we're going to talk about eating people after this. It's huge. It's what, Chris? It's part of the human experience, man. Be honest right now. What part would you eat first? Of other people. Don't say none, Chris. Quit telling lies. But I figured you'd be a butt man. People aren't kosher? Oh, yeah, I guess that would be a problem for you, wouldn't it? Hey, Val, I don't have these rules. It's game on, baby. Bend over. I'm starving. But no, hold on. Wait a minute. Speaking of which, let's go to Biden's monkeypox spokesman.
Yeah, so I think, you know, this virus transmits through very close skin-to-skin physical contact, often in the setting of sexual exposure. But there are other mechanisms for its transmission, including if you touch objects that individuals who've had monkeypox touch, or if you have prolonged exposure to respiratory droplets. With that said, signaling to people who are in the gay, bisexual, other men who have sex with men communities, and also transgender people who have sex with men, that it's really important to have awareness that it's circulating.
Just want to let you know, this was behind the podium at the White House. This is where we are now as a country. This is taking place at the White House.
In the community is really a critical part of the messaging, while not generating inordinate concern and really focusing on the infection as linked to an identity. So it's just an infection. It's not linked to an identity. It just happens to be in the social network.
Yeah, it's not linked to any identity. I mean, it's honestly, no, we're not going to stop going mudding on the weekends. It just is what it is. Give us a vaccine. Gosh, blech. All right. Get to some emails. Hey, Jesse, heard your show tonight talking about how the electric vehicle push was going to result in mass death because that's what the climate crisis fanatics believe is the only way to save the earth. While I don't disagree, oh, by the way, on that note, here is Senator Whitehouse, probably worth remembering. They're saying these things too.
My friends across the aisle like to fixate on the price of gasoline, which undeniably affects family budgets. But climate change imposes costs on American families much worse than gasoline prices. Climate change causes effects that raise insurance premiums.
They're going to kill you because it's for the greater good. Like every other mass murdering genocidal maniac in the history of mankind, they've all justified their murders as it being for the greater good. These people, do these people sound like they're trying to reduce your energy and gas prices?
Or, we also were able to make it cheaper to get an electric vehicle if you want to save money on gas.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, the guy goes on to say, well, I don't disagree about the mass elimination. I don't think we'll have to wait 10 years for the electric vehicles to do the job. The sudden death syndrome that is sweeping the country because of the COVID jab and boosters will get it done much more effectively and efficiently with zero investigation by anyone in authority. Thoughts? Says she's a new listener. Look, we know what the side effects are by this point in time. We know the level of protection that is provided. We understand how long that protection lasts, and it's not very long. We're not stupid. We look out and we see professional soccer players going down with heart attacks every 15 minutes. Everyone knows what that is. I just saw there was a marathon, I forget where it was, and three of them died during it. Cardiac events. It's not a mystery what's happening here. Not a mystery at all. It's heartbreaking. There's nothing you can do about it at this point in time, but it's a lesson for you. I mean, wrap your mind around it. I'm never going to let this go. Wrap your mind around how crazy this is. A huge percentage of the country, a gigantic percentage of the country, believed wholeheartedly that we should just stop the country from moving in response to a virus. That in and of itself is insane. I will never forget walking in the streets of New York City. I had to go up there for a business thing, the suits and whatnot. During COVID, it was like the city had been emptied. Now, it wasn't empty. Everyone was huddled inside, which that's great for a virus. For an airborne virus, the best thing to do is cram everyone in the apartment and then turn on the AC and recirculated air. That's definitely much healthier than going outside. But anyway, that aside, yeah, think about that. We have a virus. Everyone knows viruses spread indoors better than they spread outdoors. It's well known in the medical community that sunshine, fresh air are great solutions to these things. The most advanced city probably in the world, New York City, all of them went inside. Everyone went inside in response to a virus. I think about these things. I think about what our chances are if this many people are willing to go along with insanity. There are still people out there now pushing the mask that never worked and demanding that you comply. This is MSNBC.
You know, I think it's an important moment to recognize everybody is weary, but the impact has not been equal across the American population or the world. And so I just want to say, you know, a virus does not a pandemic make. What makes this a pandemic is the fact that 1,000 Americans are still dying from this virus. It is not the flu. And also many, many more, unfortunately, are coming down with symptoms of long COVID. This is still a serious situation. So I actually understand why it can be freeing to not wear a mask on a plane or a train on the subway. That's fine. But I think we just need to acknowledge that there are still people in communities for whom this is a everyday fact of life that they have to think about. And masking remains an act of solidarity and respect.
Masking is now and always was a sign of control. That's what it was. That reason, you were at the park walking your dog and some crazy kook yelled at you for not wearing your mask. Do understand that that guy wasn't worried about COVID. He wasn't worried about you giving him COVID. That lady wasn't worried about you giving her COVID. That's somebody who felt shame, deep down shame, for being a thoughtless sheep. And they didn't want you to be smarter and more independent than they were. You know who hates the guy who didn't buy something at the timeshare seminar? You know, they get the slick salesman in there and they get everyone involved. They all come get a beach house. It'll be the best. You know who the guy that buys a timeshare, you know who he hates the most? The guy who didn't. He's not mad at the salesman. He's not mad at the timeshare that he's going to be locked in until the end of time. He's mad at the salesman. Or he's mad at the guy who didn't buy one. Because it makes him feel like a chump. They yelled at you for not wearing the mask because they wanted to control you and they felt like chumps. All right. Let's talk about cannibalism. That'll be fun. Then we get to a bunch of emails. It's going to be fine, Chris. It'll be a little violent, but it'll be fine. Don't worry. Before we get to that, let's talk about putting your money where your morals are. Let's talk about Pure Talk. Do you still send money every month to AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile? I'm not passing any judgment. I just switched from T-Mobile when I switched to Pure Talk. We switched the whole family to Pure Talk. Why are you still funding a company that hates you when you can get the same 5G network as one of those big guys? And they actually love your values. They promote your values. Pure Talk, their CEO is a veteran. They love this country so much, their customer service is based in America. It takes less than 10 minutes. It'll take you less than 10 minutes to switch, and you'll spend all your time on the phone talking to an American who speaks English. From your cell phone right now, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. That'll get you an additional month free. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right. Someone has a question about starvation and history. And, well, it's complicated. Hang on. Cut it.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.